Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we have a little venting session real quick?
I love a good venting session.
I went shopping the other day, and I feel like the locked up items at stores are becoming way too much of a hassle. I don't even want to go shopping anymore.
This happened to me the other day as well.
It's like more and more items at different various stores are getting locked up. I went to Target on Friday. I was picking up a birthday present, and it was alcohol. And a lot of times alcohol is locked up. But it took 15 minutes of me scanning the thing. Somebody's coming. Scan the thing again. Somebody's coming. I finally had to go track somebody down. I was like, look, I've been standing here. Can somebody please help me? And he's like, well, I got to go find who has the key. Okay, another 10 minutes to try and go find the key. And I'm like, dude, clock is ticking. I got things to do. I'm just going to go somewhere else if it's going to take much longer.
I'm so glad you brought this up because it's completely dysfunctional right now. And you don't want to shop at the stores anymore. And, you know, you understand like the high-end liquor and stuff always being locked up. That's fair enough.
But it's got to like deodorant now.
There's so many items. There's razors. And like deodorant and basic essentials that cost like $6 that you now have to get someone to get a key to get your item.
Even at Walmart. I went by Walmart the other day because I need to get soap or something. Their like beauty section is a different section. You have to go in, you have to purchase your items there before you can walk back out to the rest of the store.
Yeah. If you want to do this, fine. If you're worried about theft, fine. But you need someone standing by each section with a key waiting to unlock it for people because that person having to go to this person, and then 15 minutes later, they get their item, that ain't going to work.
Well, and I don't even care how much it's on sale. Like, at a certain amount of time, my time is worth more than what I'm going to save. I'm just going to go order it off of Amazon and it'll be at my house.
I'm so glad you brought this up because this happened to me like 2 days ago and it left me fuming. And I'll tell you about that in 6 minutes.
Okay, have you dealt with a store where items were locked up? And are you getting to the point, June, that you're like, no, this is going to defer me from shopping? I get it. It's supposed to defer the shoplifting, but it's going to stop me from shopping there.
All right, it's time to vent on a Tuesday. 888-431-3764. Let's hear your experience.
I feel like somebody does need to pour me a drink after that.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Kelly, about stores locking their items up because so you can't get to them. It takes ages and so inconvenient because this happened to me last Wednesday so badly. I was on the way to Wilson Creek Winery for Dylan Scott. Mm-hmm. I need to stop and get some eye drops. So I stopped at Walmart quickly. I know exactly what eye drops I need. They're $14 eye drops. Went to the very back of the store. Saw they were locked up. Walked back to the front of the store. Someone said they'll be with me in a second. I'll meet you over there. Walked back to the back of the store again. Waited. No one there. Walked to the front of the store. Said no one's come. Eventually, after 15 minutes, someone came and opened and I got my $14 eye drops. And they said, no, I'll take them to the counter. They didn't trust me walking the eye drops to the counter to pay for it. So eventually, I got to the counter. The eye drops weren't there. And then the cashier and the person that supposedly gave her the eye drops got into a fight about whether she got the eye drops or not. And they had to walk back again and get the eye drops again.
It's all becoming too much of a hassle. All these locked up items at the stores. And it seems like there are some stores that are worse at it than others. A lot of people are pointing out that Walmart is one of the worst because so much is locked up. Like, a lot of times when I'm running into a Walmart or a Target, it's I have one or two things to grab. I'm going to grab them and I'm going to get out. You can't do that anymore.
Time is money.
Yeah.
Convenience.
Lisa in Yucaipa, do you feel us when it comes to these locked up items?
So, in fact, I went to Walmart yesterday to do shopping, and I was super frustrated trying to get deodorant and other things over in the beauty section that I told the guy, I said, I'd rather just shop on Amazon.
Same, girl. Exactly. I feel like I'm getting to that point now where I'm like, okay, this is becoming too much of a hassle. Like, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for it.
Especially when you just have like two items on your list and you want to go in, out, grab the items, get out of there. And it comes an ordeal.
Exactly. It took way too much time that I said, forget it. I'll just get it on Amazon.
Cindy in Long Beach, are you feeling the same way about these locked up items?
Yes, I went to Walmart to get laundry detergent, and it was locked up. Like you said, you have to wait however long for someone to come with a key, and then they don't even hand you the item. They tell you, you can pick this up at register 12.
Yeah.
By the time I'm done all my shopping and I go to check out, I totally forget about my item sitting at register 12. And end up leaving without it.
So when I went to Target to go pick up, it was alcohol I was getting. And I get that a lot of times that's locked up. I was shocked. He handed me the bottle. And I was like, well, why are you going to lock it up if you're going to just turn around and hand it to me?
It makes no sense. The 909 states it simply. It's annoying. I don't even bother anymore. I just do order pickup, let them deal with the madness. That's a good way around it.
But with that, you have to be thinking ahead. If it's like a last minute, I need to go pick this up because normally it's like a 2-hour wait. 909 here points out CVS is also really bad at this. I had to go get a small bottle of Motrin. It was locked up, waited 10 minutes for somebody to come get it to me. It's just so annoying. There's no more just quick. The convenience of going to a store is not so convenient anymore.
Why are you locking up $6 items? You might as well lock up the whole place then. Like, what
don't
can you
say
not
that. Don't put that out
it's
in there.
Stupid.
All right, how do you feel about these locked up items? Maybe we're missing something. You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Well,
I love to shop, but even I am getting frustrated going to the store with all the items that are locked up because it's becoming so much of a hassle. You find your item, you press the button, you have to wait for somebody to come unlock it. And that's just one item. If you need something else from a different area of the store, it might be locked up too. And sometimes it's random things.
It took me 35 minutes to get eye drops the other day at Walgreens. It was the most dysfunctional mess I've ever seen.
909 text in says, I was at Walmart. I need to get baby formula. So, of course, that was locked up. I pressed the button, waited 15 minutes. Nobody came. Had to go find a worker. Once I got the baby formula, they told me it would be on register 7. Of course, that's the longest line out of all of them. It's so inconvenient, especially with a fussy baby.
Exactly. It's unbelievable what's going on right now. And I know there's robberies and everything. Right. But they need to find a better method.
Yeah, a better way to facilitate all of that. Dan and Fontana, what do you think?
So I have a solution to your guys' problem. They can convert vending machines to drop the boxes. You know the boxes that they're in and they have to go to the counter to unlock them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can convert a vending machine to handle those boxes. You just punch in your number, drops down. You take it straight to the cashier and they unlock it for you. No waiting around, nothing else.
That might work until it gets stuck like my bag of chips every time.
You're shaking that vending machine.
But it's better than sitting there waiting 15, 20 minutes for your product, you know?
Or, yeah, just make it an actual vending machine and have you pay for it right then and there.
That would save a lot of time. I'm fine with that.
Harley in Riverside, what do you think about all these items being locked up at the store?
I'm coming from a different perspective. Okay. I used to work at one of these stores, and it sucks for us, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you tell us what store you worked at?
I used to work at a Walmart.
Okay, so Walmart, is there one key that will unlock all of them, or is it a different key for each case?
If you're lucky, it's one key to open them all, if you have a copy of it. Because usually the copy keys are held by only a manager or over at customer service, and only select employees are allowed to use it.
See, are they going to think about this problem or do anything about it? Don't they know the inconvenience for a shopper?
Yeah. It drives us nuts, and we have to deal with that. I had to deal with that all the time, getting yelled, and I'm like, I'm doing what I can, I promise. And that's if that little button you push even works.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're standing there thinking you're calling somebody, and it's not even working.
Or the person that has the key doesn't have a walkie. So, because that those buttons are supposed to let the person with the walkie know that little container needs to be opened up.
Very true. Thank you for the call. You actually forget how many people this can affect. Like, the 909 here actually works for Instacart. Says, as an Instacart shopper, it's so frustrating. We're given a certain time limit, and waiting on them to assist us, we go over the limit. We communicate with the customer, but I feel it's still bad for me as a shopper. Then by the time they find the item, our reviews go downhill.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Somebody else doing your shopping. And a lot of people pointing out, if you want to avoid it, do the drive-up pickup, you know?
But I just don't like doing that. I don't like going on the site, picking out the items. Look, it's even that. I just like to go in, go out like the old days.
Well, and for me, a lot of times it's like last minute. Like, if you're doing the drive-up, you have to think ahead what you need and give them some time to do that. And a lot of times I don't think ahead. I procrastinate.
Yeah, you're right. How many times are you going somewhere and you're like, oh, I forgot that item. Let me quickly stop at the store.
You know what else is under lock and key here at KFrog? Stagecoach tickets. But the good news is, we only make you wait, but we'll tell you when we're going to give them to you. And that is at 8:05, 9 minutes away from your chance to win Stagecoach tickets and see this guy. It's Luke Combs on KFrog.
Thanks for participating in our venting session. Also, I thank you, Kelly, for bringing this up. That everything in the stores these days is locked up and it's highly inconvenient.
It is, especially if you're like, I just need to make a quick trip to the store. I need to pick up laundry detergent. I mean, anything. There are just random things locked up in the store. You have to press a button, wait for somebody. I did it on Friday at Target. I waited 15 minutes. Nobody even came. I had to go track somebody down, and then they had to go track somebody down who had the key.
Yeah, same thing with me trying to buy some eye drops. I get the theft is high. I get what they're thinking. They just need a better method. We need a solution. It is so disorganized.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, focus on the criminals and not the people actually paying for things, but that's just me. Gary in Hemet, what do you think?
It sucks because go to Walmart or something, you might as well forget it. You got to ask like 10 different people to come open the cabinet and nobody has the key.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. If you need things from different areas of the store, it's probably a different employee. It's like you need a personal shopper.
Wow, that'll take hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody has the key anymore. Like, they give the key to one person, and then you can't even find that person.
Angela and Hemet, what do you think about the stores locking everything up?
So, well, first off, I love you guys.
Love you.
And then,
like you.
And then second, I got you beat there, Kelly. At my Walmart, they have men's socks locked up.
Oh, gosh.
And there's not even a button over there to push to have them come over to unlock it for you. You got to try and go find someone to come over to unlock the socks.
So your shopping has now become a scavenger hunt.
Basically.
It's not even fun anymore. Man, I love to shop. They're making it difficult for me.
Hey, you might save some money if I could think of a silver lining.
Right. Is my husband behind this, come to think of it? You know what is under lock and key here at KFrog? That is Stagecoach tickets, but we're going to open it up right now.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.